I give an illustration where down in Orlando, Florida, I grew up down in Orlando, Florida, and I would drive to the airport quite a bit. And if you've ever been to Orlando, you'll know what I'm talking about, but it's the same way at other parts as well. In Orlando, if you're heading to the airport, for instance, you drive down what's called Sand Lake Road. And all of a sudden, as you're heading to the airport down Sand Lake Road, you come to a fork in the road. We come to forks in the road every day of our lives. You're at a fork in the road right now. What are you going to do about your tax situation? The answer to that question is going to mean the difference between a life of making all sorts of money and a life of never building any sort of wealth because you're paying too much in taxes. Well, when you're driving down Sand Lake Road, all of a sudden you come to that fork, and if you take one way, it's called the B-line. The B-line is a toll road. Toll is another word for tax. Okay, but if you bear right, all of a sudden you'll see that there is kind of a frontage road to the B-line, and it parallels the B-line and then goes underneath the B-line and then comes out at 436. If you turn right on 436, guess what? You end up at the airport. Exact same place. Now, here's what I point out a lot of times when I'm talking to people about this concept. I say, which one of those roads is more legal? And see, the answer is they're both legal, because if you look at it, there's no answer to which one's more legal, because they're both 100% legal. Because who put both of those roads there? The government. And because the government put two routes for you to take, one route you imposes a tax, that toll. So you've got to pay for the right to be on that one. And then the other one, if you take the time to learn what that alternate route is, and then not only learn what it is, but take advantage of it, you are avoiding paying that toll, you avoid paying that tax. So when we're looking at that particular concept, that illustration right there, what happens far too often is that people follow the wrong signs. Because one thing that I point out is on Sand Lake Road, when you come to that fork, right in the middle of the fork, there's a huge green sign that says airport. Guess which way? That's right. It goes to the toll road. Well, who put that sign there? The government. The government wants you to go the easiest route possible. It just so happens that the easiest route possible is also the most expensive. And that's something that I want to make sure that everybody understands, is that sometimes you pay far more because you didn't know about it, which comes into our second point. You know, I said lack of courage, which people are afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. But second, lack of knowledge. They just didn't know that it was there. You know, and it's kind of interesting when we say lack of knowledge. It's easy to see why there would be such a lack of knowledge, because, you know, I guess it was Albert Einstein who said, the hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax. You know, this is somebody, a world-renowned genius, who's saying, hey, splitting atoms, that's easy. You talk about the tax code, that's difficult to understand. And you look at it, and it's crazy. I've got a slide that I use during my presentations. It'll talk about, consider the following. The Gettysburg Address has 269 words. The Declaration of Independence has 1,337 words. The Bible has 773,000 words. However, U.S. tax law has ballooned from a relatively slender 11,400 words in 1913 to a seam-busting over 7 million words today. It's no wonder that people don't understand. So really, when we address that question of why are people overpaying their taxes, it's two things. They're afraid to take advantage of these benefits. And then second is they just simply don't know about some of the loopholes that are available to them. It's because the tax code is very difficult to understand. It's so voluminous that it's just really not something that people want to delve into.
So